of the side effects.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning, and it's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Paul Parent. Now get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook, because it's time to solve your garden problems. To join the Paul Parent Garden Club, all you have to do is call this toll-free number, 1-800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. And now your host, Paul Parent.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. As you can tell, this isn't Paul's voice you're hearing. This is actually his youngest son, Patrick. I'll be joining you today. He'll be back next week. He's actually in Croatia for the week. He'll be back next week joining you guys live to answer all your garden questions. But this week, you got me, Patrick, his youngest son, and I'm joined with Kevin Lipson. We're broadcasting live from Northeast Nursery, where both of us work. Kevin's the general manager and his assistant, and we're here to answer all the garden questions for you. Again, we're broadcasting from Northeast Nursery in Peabody, Massachusetts. We're located on 234 Newberry Street, which is Route 1. Come by and see us after the show, and we can try and answer some questions. Coming up this hour, we got an interview with Bill Torello. He's the Vice President and Research and Development for Converted Organics. They got a lot of good new product out there. We're going to talk to him and see what we can give you guys for some information on this new product. The phone line here is 800-259-9231. Again, 800-259-9231. Don, let's go right into the phone lines. Who's up next?
We have Thomas from Massachusetts who has a question about the tomato blight.
Thomas, welcome to the Paul Frank Garden Club. How can we help you?
Yes, I got a question about the tomato blight. Last year, around summertime, the Maine extension was saying there should be no problem with the blight after the winter because the winter should kill it. It sounds like you have to use a preventer.
Well, the thing about it is with this preventer, this is a just-in-case. One of the things that happened last year is we had so much rain that nobody could have predicted the amount of rain we had in June. I believe there were 28 days of rain in June. And that actually really brought on fungus, not just the tomato blight, but it brought on fungus for a lot of different areas, for the lawns, for trees and shrubs, etc. An extension couldn't have predicted that we were going to have that much rain. That's why we're talking about the preventative. It's a just-in-case. We don't want to have happen is you have 40 tomato plants, and all of a sudden, overnight, you have no tomato plants. This product that I was talking about called Actinivate, will actually help your tomatoes with the tomato blight. That's why we've been talking about it. It's a just-in-case because we don't know if this year in June we're going to get a lot of rain again. We hope not. I mean, we've already had enough rain in March and April to last us a couple years. I was contemplating building an ark. But, you know, it's one of those things. You just never know what's going to happen. So just keep an eye out on the weather, but Actinivate is the product you want to use for your tomatoes, Thomas. And we thank you for the phone call. Phone number here is 800-259-9231. And if you guys get a second today, why don't you head over to my father's website. It's paulparent.com. Take a look at the garden journals. They're great for the year. It's Mother's Day is coming up next Sunday. It might be a great gift idea to give your mom. It's a garden journal. It's autographed by my father. It can hold some photos, graph paper to do some layouts for a few different garden ideas. It's great for your mother or for anyone if they're a gardener. And again, you can take a look at that at paulparent.com. Phone number here is 800-259-9231. Don, who's up next?
Up next, this is Anne from Massachusetts, who has a question about poison ivy.
The best
Anne,
way
to the Paul
Perry. Control poison ivy by spraying or by
I'm sorry.
Pulling out the vine.
I'm sorry, Anne. I didn't hear the first part of your question. Could you repeat the question for us?
Best way for controlling poison ivy, pulling the vine or spraying with Roundup for poison ivy.
Well, the best way to control poison ivy is definitely to be spraying it, to be grabbing the poison ivy and pulling it out. You know, A, you'd need a lot of protection on your clothes, and you might have to actually wash all those clothes by themselves right away to get the spores off there. I would definitely use any type of spray that has the poison ivy killer in it. One thing you might want to actually end up doing is not only doing it once, but doing it twice. Getting the area that you've killed is going to kill back about, you know, 90% of the area, then you're going to have to do it again to kill that area because it doesn't always get everything. And it depends on the weather. If we're going to get some rain or if we're going to get some heat, the heat will help it out a little bit. But you want to take a look at that as well. Kevin, do you have any other thoughts on the poison ivy?
Yeah, I would say depending on which way the poison ivy is growing, if it's, let's say, growing up a tree or another structure, the best thing to do would be to cut it off right at the base. And if the trunk of the vine is, oh, let's say a half inch or so, then you could paint undiluted Roundup or the brush killer right on that, and that'll do a really good job. But as Patrick was alluding to, you will see new shoots coming up, and it'll be a bit of a battle. Every time you see a new shoot coming up, then you would spray the leaves.
It does take a little bit of time, but the more persistent you are with it, the more effective it's going to be for you. And we thank you for the phone call, Ann. Phone number here is 800-259-9231. Don, who's up next?
We have Jan from New Hampshire, who has a question, two questions, one about deer and how to get rid of them, I assume, and a black knot on one of her trees.
And June, welcome to the Paul Perrin Garden Club. Jan, welcome to the Paul Perrin Garden Club. How can we help you?
Yes. Oh, and thank you so much for filling in. I look forward to this program every week. So, anyway, okay. I have deer, a lot of them, in my backyard. And of course, my garden's in the backyard. I use deer scram, and it seems to work, but it gets washed away all the time, and all of a sudden they're back again. And I'm out there squirting every time it rains. Last year, I couldn't even keep up with it. This year, it started all over again. They're back in my yard. And I hate to put anything out there until I get rid of them. So is there anything else that's more long-lasting than the deer scram and getting out there and squirting it all the time?
Well, there are a couple products you can use. One of the things that I always like to do when it comes to deer or any animal to repel them is not just use one product, use multiple different products as well for that. We sell a product here that's actually called Deer Guard. What that does is it actually lasts for 3 months. I was using it as a product for the winter for people who go away for the winter.
Mm-hmm.
That way they could actually spray it on their arborvitaes or yews, etc. That way when they go away, they wouldn't have to worry about their plants. I like that product. But another thing you can do is there are different types of, there's like a coyote urine, a bobcat urine. There's different types of animal urines that will actually repel the deer. It gets the scent in the area, and the deer will get afraid of that area. But one thing you want to do is you don't want to just try one. You want to do multiple products and different applications at different times. That really does help the area. The one thing that's not the best is when it does rain on some of the products, you have to go out and spray it again. That's why I like the Deer Guard. Once you get it on, you want to make sure there is no rain, I think for like 48 hours, just to allow it to stay onto the plant, and that'll actually help you with the plant, help it last longer. So you could try that product. And then you had another question, Jan, about black knot on one of your trees?
Yeah, I have a plum tree, and there's a black knot probably about the size of my thumb kind of spreading out over it, but it's kind of hugging the branch. And it's a small branch, and I mean, I guess there's one place I did kind of prune it off, but then there's another place that's kind of right in the corner. I don't know how to get rid of it.
Okay, Jen. Kevin, what do you think about What you need to do here?
Yeah, black knot is a very common problem on flowering plums. As a matter of fact, if you have a flowering plum, I would bet that eventually it will develop black knot. The only thing that you can do is to prune off the branch below the black knot. But in some cases, that's not possible. For instance, I think what you're describing, you may not be able to do that. So there is really nothing you can do if you cannot physically remove that branch. There's nothing you can spray or anything. I will say that if and when you do remove a branch that had black knot, it'd be a good idea to sterilize your saw or pruners afterwards using a bleach solution.
And we thank you for the phone call, Jan. Phone number here is 800-259-9231. Ever plant a garden and only part of it grew? You did everything right except to figure out how the sun and shade would affect the plants? Help is on the way with the new Sunstick. This new technology helps you plan for a better perennial garden, helps you select the right shrubs for your yard. The Sunstick tells you just how much sunshine or shade is in the location you have selected for your plants. Before you plant, use the Sunstick. Put the right plant in the right place this year. Go to www.gosunstick.com for a garden center near you. All right, coming up in a few minutes here, we're going to be interviewing Bill Torello, the Vice President of Research and Development for Converted Organics, about 7:30, so about 15 minutes. So stay tuned for that. He's got a great fertilizer for the lawn out there. It's a bunch of different products that have been converted into a fertilizer for you. Phone number here is 800-259-9231. Again, 800-259-9231.
Folks, I want to tell you about a new organic fertilizer that's an absolute powerhouse in terms of its nutritional value. Converted Organics all-natural fertilizers are rich in organic matter, protein, and humic acid, and deliver high-quality turf and a healthy soil. So why Converted Organics? By using Converted Organics fertilizer, your lawn will have a lush green color and more durable. What's more, you can reduce negative environmental impacts, eliminate the use of chemicals, reduce the amount of water required for your lawn, and increase the soil health. This spring, nourish your lawn and garden with Converted Organics all-natural organic fertilizers. Available at Home Depot, Whole Foods, and selected independent garden centers in the Northeast. To find a store near you and sign up for a chance to win a free organic lawn care makeover, visit convertedorganics.com/home. Converted Organics, safe and effective.
Now the spring is here. Look at your lawn. Are there dead patches here and there? Don't panic. You do not have to reseed the whole lawn. Just use Ultra Lawn Patch from AM Turf. Just sprinkle it on the dead spots. Ultra Lawn Patch is a revolutionary, all-natural mulch filled with quality grass seed and a natural fertilizer in one package. The special mulch will hold the seed in place, keep the moisture there longer for faster germination. That's Ultra Lawn Patch by AM Turf. Bugs and weeds get you down this year? How would you like to save on the products to do the job right the first time? They're just generic. Look for Fertilome Killzall to replace Roundup, twice as strong and half the price. Fertilome Systemic Insect Drench replaces Bayer Tree and Shrub, half the price and a big savings. And over the top to control grasses in your planting bed. Go to www.fertilome.com, that's F-E-R-T-I-L-O-M-E.com, for a dealer near you.
Oh, my sinuses! They feel like they'll explode!
Sinus pressure, sinus headaches that keep you up at night. You've struggled for years. You've tried everything to get relief, but your sinus distress just keeps coming back and robbing you of the healthy life you deserve. Sound familiar? Well, you're not alone. Statistics show that 37 million Americans suffer from sinus distress. Fact is, 67 products merely treat the symptoms and don't get to the cause of your sinus problem. Now there's a solution that's safe and doctor-recommended. SinoFresh Homeopathic Antiseptic Nasal Spray. It's the only patent-protected nasal product that antiseptically eliminates the known causes of your sinusitis. No alcohol, no rebound congestion, no drug interactions, and easy to use. Don't go another day just treating symptoms. Take control of your sinus health now and get SinoFresh homeopathic antiseptic nasal spray and get the relief you deserve. Go to buysinofresh.com. That's B-U-Y, sinofresh.com. Or call 888-906-3636. Breathe easy. Breathe free. Get SinoFresh today. It works.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
AirAndAqua.com is your one-stop shop for some of the most affordable air and water purification systems available on the market today. AirAndAqua.com knows exactly what doesn't belong in our air and our water, and they know exactly how to help you rid your home or office of these harmful toxins. Did you know that your skin actually absorbs more chlorine while you shower than from the water you drink? AirAndAqua.com can help you eliminate dangerous chlorine from your water. AirAndAqua.com carries atmospheric water generators, glass water bottles, chlorine reducing shower filters, air purifiers, water ionizers, filters that remove up to 95% of the fluoride in your water, whole house water purification systems, solar powered lawn and garden products, water testing kits, and more. Visit airandaqua.com. That's airandaqua.com. Or call 1-866-380-2782. That's 1-866-380-2782. Airandaqua.com. Purify your life today.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. As you can tell, this isn't Paul's voice you're hearing. This is actually his youngest son, Patrick. I'm joined here with Kevin Lipson. We're broadcasting from Northeast Nursery in Peabody, Massachusetts, located at 234 Newbury Street. Come on down. Give us a couple questions. We got a couple sales going on all day. One of our sales going on today is we have some azaleas, 2 gallons that are $15. They're in full bloom right now. They're gorgeous.
They're really nice, Patrick.
Gorgeous. Yeah, it's amazing how great they look right now. And I'm not just saying that because we have them. I'm shocked at how nice they look right now. In the next about 10 minutes, we're going to be doing an interview with Bill Torello from Converted Organics. Stay tuned for that. But I'm going to get right back into the phone lines. Don, who's up next?
This is Nancy from Cape Cod, who has a question about some roses.
Nancy, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you?
Good morning. I want to ask two quick questions, if I could. I have roses that are just starting to come up, and it appears that there is an insect chewing them. There are little holes in the leaves. And I'm wondering what to do about that.
Okay. Kevin, what do you think Nancy should do with these with the insects here?
There's some really good products out there. Bayer makes a 3-in-1 product for roses. And a couple things that are nice about it. Number one, you don't spray it. It's a drench. You mix it with water. You pour it around the base of the plant, and it'll last up to 6 weeks. And it will work very well on preventing most insects, also disease, and it's a fertilizer at the same time. So that would be my first recommendation.
That's a great product. It's a 3-in-1, so it's not only got the fertilizer, but it's got the insecticide in there to take care of it. And what's the third product, Kevin?
The fungicide.
The fungicide
for
as well.
Disease control.
So you're getting the best of all three worlds there. And you said you had a second question, Nancy?
Yes, I'm wondering what to do about squirrels that keep digging up all my bulbs and plants.
Yeah, that can always be a fun problem. Bonide makes a very good repellent called Repelzol, and it is one of the few things that is listed for use with against squirrels comes in two different ways. It comes in a spray and it comes in a granular application, so that you could, you know, you can spray all of your beds or the individual plants that they're attacking, or with the granules you can just put it down in the whole area and it'll work for you pretty well.
There's you can use that product, the Repelzel from Bonide. There's also a Shakeaway that does actually have from some squirrels. You can use that. The Shakeaway actually is a granule that goes around the area, whereas the Repelzel comes in not only a liquid form, it'll come in a granular. And we thank you for the phone call, Nancy. Phone number here is 800-259-9231. Bonide products have done it again. Weed Beater Ultra. Bonide now has the ultimate systemic broadleaf weed killer that is very effective down to 45 degree temperatures, unlike most other brands that are effective at 65 degrees or higher. This systemic broadleaf lawn weed killer kills over 200 hard-to-kill weeds right down to the roots with one application, such as dandelions, creeping charlie, wild onion, poison ivy, without harming lawn grasses, and you will start seeing results in 24 hours. You'll be able to use this product in early spring to late fall, and you'll be able to reseed in 2 weeks after application. Weed Beater Ultra is available in a convenient quart-size, ready-to-use applicator, pint or quart concentrate, or ready to spray with a built-in hose sprayer. If you'd like, you can go to www.bonide.com to find a retailer near you or see a complete listing of all the Bonide products. Phone number here is 800-259-9231. Don, let's get back into the phone lines. Who's up next?
This is Cheryl from Maine, who has a question about horsetail weeds.
Cheryl, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you?
Oh, good morning. I have horsetail weed in my garden that I've been battling last year. And last year I tried to pull it up and dig it up, and I thought and then we covered it with black landscape, and I thought maybe that would smother it. But this year I noticed that it's coming up again, and it seems like I have a lot more of it. So I didn't know whether I should just have to spray it with something now, or if I should actually pull up the landscape fabric and get rid of it. You know, because it's very porous and it breaks very easily.
Yep. And, Cheryl, Kevin, what's the best product to use here? What should we be doing?
That's a very, very difficult problem. And if I remember correctly, Roundup, which will work on just about anything, will not work on that. I'm pretty sure on that. Are you going to be growing something in that area?
Well, I do have a crab apple tree, and I have some heather bushes planted, you know, sporadically around. So it's growing.
Okay. I think your best solution is going to be to continue digging up, and using the plastic will be helpful too. And it will probably take quite a while for that to work. Unfortunately, I don't think there's a better way of tackling that problem.
Unfortunately, it's one of those hard weeds that you can't really get rid of. Black plastic and digging them out will do the best for you. Phone number here is 800-259-9231. Again, 800-259-9231.
Imagine a fertilizer that gives you a lush, beautiful lawn and a safe place to garden with the grandkids, play fetch with Fido, or chase butterflies with Fluffy the cat. It's Bradfield Organics, and it works with nature, not against it. Bradfield Organics is pleasant to use. No waiting, no worries, just beautiful results. Now in 5 varieties.
Now, a natural way to protect your lawn from Japanese beetle grubs without using chemicals, the product is called Milky Spore from St. Gabriel Organic. It's made from a bacteria that will kill the grub in the ground. Apply Milky Spore now, and just one bacteria eaten by the Japanese beetle grub will multiply to 3 billion new spores when the grub dies. Milky Spore is safe for pet, the environment, you, and your family. All natural, all season grub control, Milky Spore.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you, too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
You worry. You see the signs and worry about the future. You worry about economic turmoil and food shortages. How to be prepared while preserving your sanity? Your answer may be at hand. Author Linda Runyon lived off the land, isolated from civilization. She knows that as long as the sun shines, there will be plenty of free food all over God's green earth. Perhaps the only sane insurance is knowledge of wild edible plants. The cost of learning is minimal. Wild food grows everywhere, and you will see it everywhere. It's every bit organic and more nutritious than our modern diets. Well-respected in her field, Linda's approach to teaching this subject includes books, flashcards, and video, with an emphasis on health, safety, practicality, and joy. Learn how to identify it, where and when to find it, how to prepare, use, and store it. Go to Linda's website, ofthefield.com, and take advantage of special offers. Or if you're not online, call her 24-hour toll-free order line at 888-51-EAT-FREE. That number again, 888-51-EAT-FREE. A little knowledge makes starvation impossible.
Are you prepared? Well, you need to be hardcore prepared. There is a difference. To be hardcore prepared, equip yourself with the latest survival gear available at TacTownGear.com. All TacTown gear has been field tested by Canadian and U.S. forces, so you know it's tough. What kind of gear? 72-hour survival kits as low as $55. Holsters for $21. Ankle holsters as low as $40. Flashlights, knives, binoculars, sleeping bags, boots, weapons, accessories, and much more available only at TacTown. Gear.com. Order now and receive free shipping and a free gift on orders over $175. Need more? Receive free shipping, a free gift, and a 10% discount on orders over $250. Visit TacTownGear.com right now for your preparedness needs. That's TACTownGear.com. TacTownGear.com. Or call TacTown Gear at 418-844-9111. Again, that's 418-844-9111.
Hi, I'm Sarah Atkins, inventor of Better Than Rocks, the one-of-a-kind solution to planter drainage. A few years ago, I searched for a lightweight product to put in the bottom of my containers to help with drainage. I found there was nothing on the market, so I decided to develop something myself. The result is Better Than Rocks. It keeps soil in, lets excess water out, and helps oxygen reach the plant's roots by creating an air pocket in the bottom of the planter. This helps the plant absorb nutrients, which is necessary to grow healthy plants. Better Than Rocks is practically weightless, so your containers will be lighter. And it's made of 100% recycled plastic right here in North America. You can reuse it year after year, so it should never end up in a landfill.
I discovered Better Than Rocks last year, and I was happy to find my plants were much healthier, fuller, and the containers were easy to move around.
Ask for Better Than Rocks at your favorite garden center, or visit
BetterThanRocks.com.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Phone number is 800-259-9231. But hold on to your calls for a little bit. We're going to do an interview here with Bill Torello, Vice President of Research and Development from Converted Organics. Bill, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club.
Oh, thank you, Patrick.
Bill, give me a little bit of a background on you before we get started with a few of the questions so our listeners here can know a little bit about you.
Oh, sure. I'm actually a recent retiree, I guess about 4 years ago now, from the University of Massachusetts, where I was a professor of plant science, plant and soil science, for 25 years. I did some consulting, and then now I'm working full-time for Converted Organics.
And now, Converted Organics, why are we taking food waste and converting it into fertilizer?
Well, there's one big reason for that, too, is that most of the food waste, in fact, all of food waste, is taken to landfill, where it doesn't do any good at all. In fact, it degrades and produces a lot of methane and whatnot like that, and which is obviously bad for global warming, even worse than CO2. What we do is we take the food waste and we very rapidly convert it to liquid and granular fertilizers.
Okay. Now, how do you guys do this? What is your process for everybody at home?
Yeah, it's a patented process. It's called HTLC, high temperature liquid composting. And we do in about 3 to 5 days what it takes nature to do about 6 months to a year. We do a very rapid composting with high temperature and with the help of thermophilic bacteria, which are very, very beneficial and which work at very high temperatures.
Wow, that's a big difference in a few days to a couple months.
Yeah, it's a very rapid process.
Yeah, that's amazing. Now, what are the benefits of using your products? What can we get from them?
Well, the benefits right off the bat are increasing your soil health. What I mean by that is you'll very quickly increase your soil nutrient and water holding capacities. You'll increase beneficial microbial populations and their activities, and you'll reduce the amount of pest damage they have, whether it be diseases or insects and whatnot like that. There's a lot to organic fertilizers that synthetics don't have.
Okay, now, how can a homeowner transition from synthetics to organics? What's the best way?
Well, you know, there's a couple of ways of doing this. And obviously, the quickest way to do it is just to do it. You can't hurt anything. But the analogy is kind of like a guy on drugs. You don't want to take him off right away. In terms of you know, your soils and whatnot like that, it's kind of like if your turf has been on synthetic programs for a while, you're going to want to transition into organic, which means you'll go about 50% organic the first year, maintaining some synthetic, and then the second year or third year you can go fully organic. However, you could do it 100% if you want. Just double up on the rates and expect a few weeds here and there.
Okay. Now, what is the mechanism in which your product works?
Well, like all organic fertilizers, what we do is we stimulate soil microbes very quickly. And that's the process on how organic fertilizers work. It's the soil microbes that break down the organic fertilizer and release, you know, the mineral nutrients and the various other biologically active components in the fertilizer. So it's a process that requires your soil to have some microbial activity.
Excellent. And how do plants and the grass use your product? How do they take it up?
Well, again, you know, organic fertilizers are similar to synthetics in that sense that all plants take up nutrients, mineral nutrients, as either nitrate or ammonium as a nitrogen source, and phosphate and potassium and the other macro and micronutrients. What it does is the same as synthetics, only a little bit slower, lasts quite a long time compared to a synthetic. And the more important part, it's the release of biologically active components of an organic fertilizer, in which synthetics don't have.
Right, we're used to a 4-step program or a 3-step program in the area. Once your product is applied, is it multiple steps, or how long does it last?
Well, one thing nice about organics is you can apply whenever and how much you want without really hurting the soil or burning the turf or anything like that. What we do recommend, it's easy enough to do a 4-step program. And I like to, if you're going to transition over to an organic from synthetic, I like to call it a 5-step program and add one more application during the season and try to double up on your rates with your initial one or two applications. But yeah, it's kind of like a 4-step program. In New England, you'd be applying about now for your first application, sometime in the late spring, early summer for your second, midsummer for your third, and sometime in early September for your fourth. And if you want to have some reaction next year, you probably want to put an application sometime in October.
Okay. Now, just a question here for you. I've read that it's comprised of food waste. What is the food waste comprised of, and why is it such diversity in the beneficial? Why is it so beneficial?
Yeah, you know, in a sense, we're the only fertilizer company out there, a major fertilizer company out there, that's processing food waste very quickly and supplying it to farmers, and as well as obviously turf situations and whatnot like that. The food waste is yesterday's breakfast, lunch, and dinner, basically. Although I have to, there's a few other comments there too. We take a lot of food waste from places like Stop and Shop and Whole Food Markets and places like that, where it's mostly vegetable matter. We have probably 85% vegetable and fruits, with the remaining being seafood and meats and dairy and cereals and whatnot like that. The spread of the different types of organics is very important, because what's good for you in terms of antioxidants and polyphenols and things like that will be applied to the soil, which no other organic fertilizers have. And what that does is very much increase the disease resistance, pest resistance, and excuse me, the resistance to drought and things of that nature. Food waste is a very active component to our fertilizers.
Well, it's great to hear that we're using some of the food that might go to waste to use something beneficial for us.
Well, now, yeah, I mean, it's a totally green situation. You know, we divert food waste from landfills and convert it.
That's great to hear, and that hence the name Converted Organics, right?
Right.
Now, where can we find the product? Where out there can the listeners at home get this product?
Well, listeners can, you know, easily find a product at Home Depot spread throughout the Northeast region. Whole Foods, I think, are in southern New England and places like that, as well as a number of different independent garden centers. A lot of people are carrying it right now.
Yeah, I know here at Northeast Nursery we do carry the product, so you can find that here. It's a great product to be using. Now, what's the difference between the numbers on a synthetic bag and the number on your bag? Does it matter? What's going on there?
Yeah, there really is no difference. I mean, those three numbers are standard for any fertilizer. All fertilizers have to be registered within each state that they're sold. They carry a guaranteed analysis, which is, you know, those three numbers represent nitrogen, phosphorus, and potassium, the percentage of each in the bag. For instance, if you had a 10-10-10, it would be 10% of each of those, nitrogen, phosphorus, and potassium, in the bag. If it was a 100-pound bag, you'd have 10 pounds of each. Those numbers are relatively lower for organic fertilizers for a number of reasons. They don't get that high in biological systems. But on the other hand, it's not so much all the NPK that you're supplying with an organic. It's the biologically active components in that organic fertilizer that are really stimulating your soil. And those are things that the synthetic just don't have.
All right. And one last question I have for you is, how does your fertilizer compare to a synthetic fertilizer? I know we just touched on it a little bit, but can you go into a little bit more depth for us?
Yeah, you know, there really is no comparison at all. Synthetic fertilizers obviously are made synthetically, which is not a bad thing. They contain no organic components, no carbon per se. They act very, very quickly, and your plants respond very quickly. Their release of the NPK is very rapid, and in a sense, that's good for the plants, but bad for the environment, because a lot of that nutrient can leach through the soil or even be volatilized out as a gas. When you're using an organic, you're almost 100% efficient with your nutrient applications there. Plus, there's slow release, which means that it takes time for the microbes to release those nutrients. So you're going to get a reaction over a period of 4 to 6, sometimes even 8 weeks after an application, where you wouldn't get that with a synthetic. Your synthetics would react very quickly, giving you a good reaction, but they wouldn't last.
Now, just wondering here. Now, are there more products than just for the lawn? There are a couple products. Is it for fruits and veggies, or how do you guys have those?
Well, actually, the lawn product, the 814, is there's two granulars. There's an 814 and a 418, which has a higher potassium level. You could use both for either turf or vegetable gardens, or even indoor plants or outdoor plants. I mean, it's pretty. Both of those products are pretty amenable to almost any agricultural situation.
Okay, so you can use them for everything.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, the 814 was developed for turf because of the higher nitrogen content, and the 418 was developed more so for flowers and ornamentals and things like that because of the higher potassium levels.
Okay, and what's that going to do for us? Is that going to help us with the flowers? Is that what we're looking to do with that product?
Yeah, the higher potassium levels actually give you a better resistance to various different types of stresses, like higher temperatures or even lower temperatures, water stresses, salinity stress, and overall just give you much better resistance to problems. One thing about organic fertilizers is that they're relatively low in phosphorus, which is a good thing environmentally because phosphorus is a problem within our surface waters and things like that. On the other hand, a lot of the flower people like to have high levels of phosphorus, and in those certain circumstances, I would recommend that they use a synthetic to increase the phosphorus levels along with our organic.
Excellent. Bill, we thank you for calling in and give us a little bit more information on converted organics. Do you guys have a website that everyone can visit?
Yeah, it's pretty simple. It's www.convertedorganics.com. Pretty complete website. You can find whatever you want there.
Excellent. We thank you for joining us today, Bill. Really appreciate you coming on. And Bill is the Vice President of Research and Development for Converted Organics. Bill, do me a favor. Say hello to Jason Dogowitz, my college roommate who works with you.
I sure will. Thank you, Patrick.
Thanks, Bill.
Bye.
Phone number here, 800-259-9231. We're going to be going to break in a minute here, in about 15 seconds here. And give us a call, 800-259-9231. Again, we're joining you from Northeast Nursery in Peabody, Massachusetts on 234 Newbury Street. Come on down and ask us a few questions.
And Richie from Scotts on the field with Dave Meller, Director of Grounds for the Boston Red Sox.
Hi, Ashton. Welcome to Fenway Park.
Thanks, Dave. Hey, I gotta tell you, man, your field looks great.
In this league, Ashton, it has to. That's why we use Scotts.
Nice. Any advice for fans who want their grass to be green and thick?
Funny you should ask. I actually helped Scotts develop two new products to do just that. Fenway Park Lawn Fertilizer and Fenway Park Grass Seed.
Oh, so now fans can use the same Scotts fertilizer technology and actual grass seed varieties you use here.
Absolutely. Now anyone can get big league results, even if they don't happen to have a grounds crew.
Hey, that'll certainly give Red Sox fans something to get excited about.
Yep, that, and beating the Yankees.
Yeah, Fenway Park Lawn Fertilizer and Grass Seed by Scotts. Scotts, the official lawn care company of the Boston Red Sox.
Play ball!
With summer heat and less rainfall, your lawn will start to lose its beautiful spring color and density unless you fertilize your lawn like the golf courses do with Milorganite Organic Fertilizer. Milorganite has been used for over 80 years by thousands of golf courses across the country. Milorganite, it never burns. It's high in iron. It adds organic matter to your soil. It's slow release and longer feeding. Milorganite aids in root development even during drought conditions, and no need to water it in. That's Milorganite.
Gardening is a lot of fun and work until the animals move into your yard for lunch. This year, stop the problem with 100% organic animal repellent made by ShakeAway. ShakeAway Small Critter repels chipmunks, rabbits, and the dreaded woodchucks. That's right, woodchucks. ShakeAway Dormant Cat Repellent keeps your neighbor's cat from using your garden as a litter box. Only from ShakeAway. All ShakeAway products contain fox urine, proven to be most effective repellent for your garden. Go to ShakeAway.com.
If you suffer from poor sleep, you've got to try MyPillow. Introducing the most revolutionary, most comfortable, and coolest pillow ever, MyPillow. Imagine your very own custom fit pillow. MyPillow is the only pillow of its kind on the market that uses a patented fill, custom made to your exact individual needs. MyPillow is 100% made in the USA and has a natural built-in cooling effect that keeps your cervical nerves cool, and that helps you get the best REM sleep possible. MyPillow helps alleviate snoring, migraine, sleep apnea, and other sleeping disorders. MyPillow is antimicrobial, non-allergenic, dust mite resistant, machine washable and dryable, comes in many sizes and will not go flat. And best of all, MyPillow comes with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. So what do you have to lose? Except poor sleep. Go to MyPillowShop.com. Mention coupon code GCN and receive up to $40 off. That's MyPillowShop.com. Or call 952-442-6199. That's 952-442-6199. MyPillow, for the rest of your life. Get incredible grip, no matter what the conditions, when you wear MaxFit gloves. Everyone from boaters, fishermen, mechanics, plumbers, farmers, senior citizens, and gardeners are all wearing MaxFit gloves for better grip. MaxFit gloves are made with thin glove technology that is ultra-thin, breathable, will reduce muscle fatigue when planting gardens, pulling weeds, or anywhere you need a more youthful grip. Watch incredible MaxFit gloves videos online at MaxFitGloves.com. MaxFit gloves improve dry grip strength by up to 37% and improve your grip up to 400%. Better than bare hands in wet or oily conditions. If arthritis has crippled your grip, or if you work with your hands and depend on a good grip, then MaxFit gloves are for you. Right now, get two free pair of MaxFit gloves when you go to maxfitgloves.com. MaxFitGloves.com and use promo code radio or call 1-877-552-5206. That's 1-877-552-5206. MaxFit gloves, incredible grip in any conditions.
As the U.S. and the world slip slowly into economic and financial gridlock, some economists predict a global financial meltdown and economic collapse worse than we have ever seen. Don't wait for the edicts to start coming out of Washington, D.C. before you begin to fill your pantry. Prepare for financial and economic Armageddon now. Ready Reserve Food has been in continuous operation, manufacturing the finest in dehydrated foods for nearly 40 years. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer, unlike other companies that just broker canned foods. Ready Reserve controls the quality from start to finish, with double enameled cans and nitrogen packaging. When purchasing from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Many companies do not even offer a catalog, but we will be more than happy to send a catalog to you free of charge. Call 800-453-2202. That's 800-453-2202. Or visit ReadyReserveFoods.com. Factory direct wholesale pricing from Ready Reserve Foods. Call us to prepare for financial and economic Armageddon now at 800-453-2202 for your free catalog now.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Phone number here is 800-259-9231. Let's get right into the phone calls. Don, who's up next?
Up next we have Deb from Maine, who's got a question about reseeding her lawn.
Deb, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you?
Hi, Paul. Patrick. I'm actually originally from that area, from Danvers, and spent a lot of time at Northeast Nursery. Got a great place.
Excellent. Thank you.
I have a lawn that probably has every problem a lawn can have. It's one part is gravel with moss. Another part is clay, and we've got ants everywhere. So what we've done is to put in new soil and smooth it out really nicely. It looks great. And the question really is now, what's the best way to fertilize, before, after, or during seed? Or how do we go about it? And is there a way to do it that won't harm all the birds in my yard?
All right, Deb, well, you're in luck. I got Kevin Lipson with me from Northeast Nursery, and I kind of call him Dr. Lawn here. He's great at what he does with the lawn, so you called the right time here.
Go by the Lawn Ranger, too, sometimes. Hi, Deb. You should be using a starter fertilizer when you put your seed down, and it won't affect the birds or any other animals. It's quite safe. That goes down the same time that you put your seed. You should also be liming your area as long as it hasn't been done within a year. So basically liming once a year at the rate of one bag per 1,000 square feet will generally do it. You can do those products one after the other, and then keep that area lightly moist until all your seed comes up.
And we thank you for the phone call, Deb. Phone number here, 800-259-9231. Plants like water, plants like sun, but plants love food. That's right, food. Give me food, they cry. Food, the stuff that helps us grow strong roots and blooming flowers. Well, now it's never been easier to give your plants the food they love, the food they need. Miracle-Gro is the liquid plant food you attach to your garden hose, making it easy to feed and water your plants at the same time. Gigantic geraniums, enormous eggplants, immense impatience. Any plant you grow will grow twice as big with the liquid feed versus just watering. Simply attach the feeder to your garden hose, insert the liquid feed bottle, and you're good to go. And the ready-to-use refill bottles means there's nothing to mix or measure, and there's never any mess. So if you want giant japonicas, japonicas that make other japonicas jealous, pick up Miracle-Gro Liquid Feed this weekend. Now feeding is as easy as watering. Miracle-Gro, start right, finish big. Phone number here, 800-259-9231. Don, who's up next?
This is Diane from Massachusetts, who has a question about pruning.
Diane, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you?
Yes, I actually have, the first question is, I have two questions. The first question is, when do you prune an endless summer? And how?
Oh, okay, and what's your second question as well?
The second question is about a thundercloud plum. I lost one to that black knuckle disease, but I love the way it looked. I would like to replant another one 2 feet away. I still have to dispose of the other one, but is that a bad idea?
Okay. Kevin, what do you think about the flowering plum? What should you do?
There's nothing you can do to prevent the black knot. What I tell people about flowering plums that you'll have a nice tree for maybe 10 years, maybe 12 years. Anything beyond that, you know, you're on your own with it. So there shouldn't be any problem planting a thundercloud plum that, you know, near where the other one was. Just realize that eventually, more than likely, you will develop, or it will develop black knot.
It's unfortunate, but it's bound to happen. Anything after that, I mean, after the 10 to 12 years, anything you get for growth, you know, it's all gravy on there. And as far as pruning the endless summer hydrangea, I mean, endless summer hydrangea is a great hydrangea where you can actually, the pruning of it really doesn't matter when you do it because of the fact that it reblooms on old and new wood, so it blooms all year, all summer, hence the name endless summer. A lot of times what they say is after it blooms, you would prune it. On this case, I would say that would be the best way to do it. That way you can enjoy the first set of blooms that are coming. Once that's done, you can actually prune it back, give it a little bit of fertilizer, and it'll actually pop back for you. I've actually taken some that were a little bit leggy that were flowering, cut them back in half, and then in about 2 to 4 weeks, they came back and they were the same size, but this time fuller and nicer. It's a great plant, and you just want to look to do that. We thank you for the phone call, Diane. Phone number here is 800-259-9231. Next hour, we're going to be talking with Miriam from Wildflower Farms. She's going to give us a little bit of information. Again, phone number is 800-259-9231. And again, we're broadcasting live from Northeast Nursery in Peabody, Massachusetts at 234 Newbury Street. Come on down and see us.